Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. AJ goes in the box in, what, like less than 90 minutes.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes. The countdown begins.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to call in and ask AJ if he's really ready, if we have any advice for him.
Oh, advice would be nice.
any questions about previous experiences?
Right.
203-882-9757. You're about to eat?
Yes.
That you were going to go into the box empty.
Right. Well, I had some breakfast, but not enough.
So this is what we uncovered. I asked him a question at like 6:45, and I found out he hadn't eaten.
So going to starve.
Well, I had
shakes. Went out, got you a sandwich.
Yes,
it looks good.
Yeah, this is very nice. Very nice.
Now, is there going to be a problem that goes in your belly that, like, you know, an hour in, you got to go poo poo?
No, I already took care of that earlier.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. You're all cleaned
taking
up.
Taking time.
Yeah, I'm good. Yes, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good for now. For those eating right now, I'm sorry.
You know, pee-pee is fine in those porta potties, but the poo-poo, that's not something you want to do.
First of all, it's cold. You know, it's very cold.
Everybody knows what you're doing when you're in there for more than 60 seconds.
Yeah, if you're not in and out immediately, they're like,
I know what he's doing.
Tip it over.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't want that.
It's all bad. The whole thing is bad.
I have never pooped in a portalette ever.
Ooh.
And I'm going to keep that
I did once
going.
In my life. There was no other options.
Yeah.
It was that or just out in the woods.
I'd rather just go in the
wish
woods.
There were woods.
I'd rather just go in the woods.
I would have.
Yep, I'll go behind
I would have if it was an option.
Behind a car somewhere, whatever. Yeah.
Comedian Jake Strom in studio.
Hello.
The Comedy Lounge at Salt 2.0 in Torrington tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yes. We're linked up.
Going to be fun.
Break a leg.
My wife Jennifer's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey.
Hello.
I thought I lost her.
Where'd no, I actually had it for a second because I was doing my makeup and I didn't want to make noise.
Gotcha.
So, AJ, I think that you talked about the bag that you had packed. I think you did a great job packing. It sounds like you're very well planned this year. I think that's wonderful. But
Thank
I
you.
Do have one question.
Okay.
What type of sandwich did you get?
Just now? Just now I got a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll.
AJ, Bacon can be a little dangerous. You know,
why is bacon dangerous?
Well, it can be a little dangerous because it can make you want to, you know, drop a little dude.
No, I already did my dude dropping for the day.
Okay.
Bacon does not have that effect
so
on me.
So it's once a day.
Yeah.
And you've
No,
done
sometimes
it.
Twice. It depends on what
right.
I have.
I was going to say, I don't know if you know how the human body works, but usually you make more.
Yeah. Yeah,
no. It doesn't just end.
Yes. As far as I know, right now the gun is empty.
All right. Good. Good.
There's more coming at some point.
All the rabbits left the hutch.
Okay.
All the thumpers scampered off.
Yes.
It's bacon, AJ. Sometimes if I even just smell bacon, it's a problem.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have that effect on me.
Mm.
Now, if it was a pierogi sandwich, a bunch of sauerkraut, we get a problem.
Nightmare.
You can hear an Oompa band for a couple minutes.
That's right. Just turn the music up. I'm going in the other box.
Yeah.
Hey, you go from one box to another box.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, it's like a human habit trail, basically.
Yeah, box
the only
to box.
Missing is that
tube. Oh, we should make a tube.
That goes one to the other.
Crawl through.
I'm not the boy in the
That's
plastic
next
bubble.
Year.
Yeah.
We make a.
Right. Can I get an exercise ball, too?
Yeah.
Get him a little wheel.
Exactly.
Spinning.
Right? It'll power the whole dealership.
One of those water bottles with a little stopper at the bottom.
Yes. Right. Food in pellets. I'll sleep in a big shavings pile.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yep.
You know,
some yogurt drops.
Why are we just thinking of this now?
Trust me, this is going to happen next year.
The metal wheel.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
The bottle.
Gerbil style, yeah.
The wood chips.
Maybe make it hamster, not gerbil. Let me put the word gerbil in there. It's not that kind of fundraiser.
I have an idea, though.
Okay. What you got?
So when AJ gets in the box and he has his T-shirt and his boxers on,
yes.
It may be a little chilly, so maybe he can stand in place and just run, you know?
Run in place?
In his undies.
Yeah.
Well,
but the roof.
We have a situation with the roof.
Yeah, the roof is low. I'm sitting on a metal chair, and also I don't think I have the stamina right now with the whole incision down my gut thing.
Well, what if you lay on your back and just wiggle your legs?
Then someone's going to think I'm having a seizure and grab my tongue.
Keep your fantasies to yourself.
Someone's going to grab my tongue. He's having a seizure.
He's acting like a baby.
I think Jennifer's going to be there tomorrow. She specifically planned service on her Lexus.
Oh, awesome.
To be there tomorrow.
Very
to see
cool.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah. 8:30.
Appreciate it. Thank
All
you.
Right,
Thank
great. You'll be there for him walking out.
Right.
Then.
Yeah. Me
awesome.
Me emerging.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't trip over my eyelids.
All right. Have a good day. Love you.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Lumber Joe's on the phone. Hey.
Joe.
Hey. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, AJ, you're all set for this, I'm sure.
Yes, I am.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be down a little later on this morning, at least to try to put some pants on you for crying out loud.
Yeah, pants. Okay, so Jeff, for those who
Lumber
know.
Lumber Joe put my pants on.
For those who know, I'm sitting there in a squashed box until we had $5,000 raise the roof. At $6,000, I get pants. So until $6,000 happens, I'm in a
no
box
pants.
In T-shirt, boxer shorts, and that's it.
This could be like last year where we thought, oh, this will be
on
funny.
Paper, looks great. Yeah.
And then we get into it and say, oh,
right, right,
hey.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, this is us. Yeah.
Yesterday in the Twitch chat room, they were conspiring, scheming. They're like, it'd be great if no one donated till Friday morning.
Like everyone held back.
You right. still get all the donations you are going to get, just nobody donates.
Yes, exactly. I have a major case of pneumonia afterwards. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you.
This thing has taken on a whole new twist this year. It's very entertaining to listen to and see how the menu has been set up and stuff, but I'll do my best to at least get some clothes on your back.
I appreciate it.
Joe, you are the man.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Right,
yes,
guys.
Because until
I'll
you do
it.
Thank you, Joe.
Good guy, Joe.
Metal chair in the cold. We're talking to my voice will be a lot higher right now.
I've known Joe for decades and his family, and he always shows up big to help.
Awesome people.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Never not there when we need donations.
Came down doing the trip to L.A., you know, bought brownies.
Jay on the road.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
What if we took off the top of the porta potty and put it in the box with him? You know, so like when he's in it, you know, you can see from the shoulders up.
Oh, really? This way? Okay. Right, so you can see like the faces I'm making. Looks like he's concentrating for a second. No, he's concentrating again.
That'd be funny. We don't really know what's happening.
My cat does that. My cat sticks his head out when he's pooping up the box, and I'm like, he's deep in thought. He figured it out.
You can tell once they start pursing their lips. You're like, okay, I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, when the cat's singing Moon River. He has achieved. The rabbits have left the hutch.
That really would feel like a zoo exhibit at that point.
It really would.
Wood chips and the upside down water bottle.
Yep.
And the metal wheel.
Yep. That would be great.
Oh. Yep. I got a new theme, right?
Yes.
All right.
All right, Jay. Thank you.
Be careful what you say out loud.
Exactly. Did you even take a bite of the sandwich yet?
No, I
was inspecting it.
This is AJ training for the box now.
Yeah, this is your moment. This is your last moments of freedom.
Last meal before it goes in.
Don't rush it. Enjoy. Save it.
Before you go in.
Good. I don't want to be rude.
This is the Rocky training montage.
Hey,
this is AJ getting ready.
Hey, yo, Mickey, I think we need some ketchup over here. Yeah.
If there's any moment to be selfish, it's right now, AJ.
I can't do that fast.
Take your time.
Yeah, don't rush it.
Take your time, but
I don't want a gas bubble.
Don't choke right now.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
Oh, that would suck. Well, what do we do? Do we put him in the stretcher and just put the stretcher in the box?
Denzel the clown.
Hey, Stephen Norwalk.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Listen, honestly thinking about this, just hear me out. Right now, you got this little box sitting out there with a metal chair. It's 40 degrees, drizzling. It's going to be colder than a baby mama's heart on the child support, going to the child support office in there. In the line of safety, and as much as we all love to see AJ get tortured, you know, with this recent surgery, I think we're all a little worried about him, and we want him to be safe. Maybe let him have his socks to go in there at least, and maybe a cap to keep his core temperature up.
I do have a baseball cap with me.
Yeah, that'll work.
Sorry, I mean.
Yeah, well, you know, you're between your feet and your head, that's where you lose the most of your body heat. You know what I mean? We don't want them to get sick then. We love you, AJ.
I'm good with whatever. You know, we put the menu together, but I, you know, I'm not going to fight against him being comfortable.
Actually, that's the incentive.
Look at that. Shakes on the scene with ketchup.
That's ketchup
behind you.
That's cool. Listen, I mean, the whole incentive is to get me closed as fast as possible. So if folks really want to see me freeze to death.
It makes a point, though. Yeah. Like, if you got sick, that would be kind of.
Yeah, but a pair of socks is a long way away. I mean, pants are going to help. You're going to lose a lot of heat through, you know, I'm no doctor, okay? But I know that between your feet and your head, I mean, that's where you lose the majority of your body heat. Your internal core temp drops too far.
Well, you know what? Well, have
you
on the side.
You're going to start to shiver and.
Right.
Here's the thing. Is the link up on the website now? Can we start donating now?
I think it goes live at 9. I think as he goes in, it goes live.
Wow. Okay, because I was going to say we could just start collecting money now.
Right.
And he walks in at 9 with $6,000. He walks in with his pants on and the roof's up.
Nice.
I'm sure we could arrange that if we need to. That, like, everything is on the website. They have the menu and everything up there with all the rungs that we need to hit for what he gets.
I think I'm fairly confident, though, that I should be okay.
You think so?
I've done the icy plunge many times. You don't just go running in immediately. They need to stand on the beach for a while they make, you know, this person's got to talk, that person's got to talk. Then they hit the thing.
All these speeches.
In. Right. And then you don't get in right away because everybody's like, you know, jam the beach. So I'm not a stranger to icy cold temperatures.
All right. Socks don't come till $9,000. Just say it.
It's a long way away.
My feet don't
have your little toes out there.
My feet don't get cold right away, so.
Okay.
AJ, if it wasn't for your recent surgery, I don't think people would be concerned. You're fine. We know you're fine. We know you're good for it. But, I mean, you know, do as you wish. But I think that would make all of the tribe feel better about it, knowing at least you know, we don't want you to get sick, brother.
I'll tell you what, I'll have him off to the side as an emergency.
No, but I think what he's saying is you're not going to know. Like, you don't know, oh, if I don't put my socks on right now, I'm going to get a cold.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Right. What's your point?
I don't know. This is why I just give up. AJ's about to leave to head to McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus to get into the box and live there for 24 hours listening to It's a Small World on a loop.
Yep.
He enters the box with no pants. Just a t-shirt and boxer shorts. That's it.
Right. And you guys.
In the seated position as the gunner box roof will be lowered.
Right.
To its lowest position.
Right, then you guys dress me up.
You'll be slightly more dressed than Piglet from Winnie the Pooh.
That's true, because Pooh only had the t-shirt.
Leon in New Haven.
Hey, AJ.
Yo.
Chaz.
Good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Long time, lifetime listener, 65 years old.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I think the perfect song you should listen to in that box is Walking Through the
We're already beyond that.
Yeah, we got the box.
Please save that for when we review this year.
You need to listen to Tiny Tim all day long, bro.
Man, the election is over.
Yeah.
We're not overturning an election.
Got a recount.
No recount.
Next year better be one.
Yeah. Okay, Leon. Thank you, Leon. Thank you for listening. But we had our election.
Yep.
Boss Keith is on the phone.
Oh, hey.
Good morning.
Hello.
So you have your note, by the way.
Yes, you left it in my office, so I can't even verify it's legit by the time you get in the box, but I guess it's real.
It's real. It's the original signed by the surgeon. It's on their letterhead. What more can I do? Get a blood sample from her?
It's a fair question.
Like a video. You should have made a video. Like, hey, I'm the doctor. I'm legit. AJ's fine. He'll be great.
It says it on the note.
Just AJ in a lab coat.
If I make a video, they're gonna like arrest me and think I'm some kind of weirdo.
Hey, Jake, just say you're the doctor.
I think they think that anyway.
AJ's all right. I'm medically certified.
Okay. All right, we have a video. I'm sending it to you now.
Right. Just look at somebody totally different and unqualified, but it's them.
I'm the in-studio doctor. It's okay.
Right.
Yeah, good.
He plays what I'm saying. Listen, Keith, I need my phone, dude. I need my phone the entire time.
Cool. Donate $25,000. You can have it.
Yeah, I believe it's when you get to 25,000.
Right. I need it sooner than that because what, God forbid, some kind of an emergency and, like, you know, everybody else is down and I got to make the phone call. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a million well, things. It's a weird world we live in.
I'm like, there's going to be a sarin gas attack? What are you talking about?
Is there a way to shut him off behind me? No, listen, at 7 o'clock, I call my mom every night. So I better have my 7 o'clock. If mom does not get a 7 o'clock phone call, then she puts my name on the side of a milk container cart and never sees me. You don't want to tick off an 89-year-old Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
She will find you, and
Drew,
she will hurt you.
Just have Drew call her as your, like, proxy. Hey, I'm calling for AJ. He's busy. He's fine. He'll call you tomorrow.
No. You don't want to do that. First of all, you won't understand what she says.
Well, he could stand outside the box and put it on speaker, and you can kind of shout through the glass.
Shout through the glass.
Oh, shout over the music.
I'm not gonna have my private conversation with my mom yelling through the glass. She's gonna think. What if mom says something like, you know, I had, some kind of like, you know, medical thing. You know, like I haven't.
She'll have the medical thing tomorrow. I think it's fine.
Then we'll ask your doctor, Jake Strom, for help.
Just because you hate your parents doesn't mean that's true.
I think there's an easy solution to all this. Have people start donating now, and then if you can get to 25,000 before 9 o'clock, you'll have all the things.
7 o'clock, not 9 o'clock.
The link is live. You're good to go. Just start rallying the troops.
No, but what he's saying is in the next hour and 5 minutes, if we raise $25,000, you get everything when you walk in.
Nice.
Your sandwich, a pizza, your clothes.
All right, folks.
The phone, everything.
Hit it. have those credit cards ready.
All your issues.
Right. All right, so apparently sympathy is in essence with this guy. Gone.
And keep it away. That phone is hysterical because you can't. It's like you said. It's a week
you
ago.
Are you are glued to yours.
Now you're just.
You are glued to yours. You're telling me. Hey, Pat, Kettle's calling.
I am.
You're smashing me in the hole when you're looking at your phone.
I need to be on that phone.
So do I.
Very important. But, yeah, so good luck, and we'll see you later.
Okay, are you ready to depart?
No.
It's a fair answer.
Well, you asked.
Well, you're really not ready, are you? I'm looking at you. Your stuff's not packed up? Like
It's packed.
Oh, you're ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to play out of the studio. Are you ready to leave?
Fine. Unplug my headphones now.
Okay. Sign off. He's unplugging his headphones.
Yep. I'm going to put my headphones away.
He's putting his headphones in the bag.
Look at me.
This will be a 10-minute video. He's not even close to being ready.
Oh, I'm totally ready.
Okay.
Yeah. Totally
All right, ready. Goodbye.
The bell.
All right.
The bell.
All right, Jake, you're going to handle the bell?
Yeah, bell by Jake.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
All right.
See ya.
But you're still here.
Yeah, well.
All right. So does that mean you're not ready?
No, totally.
Oh, okay. Totally ready. There he is. He's getting his jacket, putting it on.
Let's see if he grabs his coffee mug or not.
Shutting my mic off.
Shutting your mic off.
Good. Yeah, that's important.
All right.
Yep. Oh, logging out of the email. That's a good step.
That could have been done during the commercial break. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
You're still here.
Have a great time.
All right.
Yep, got to move the catcher bottle off, 6 inches.
Obviously not.
Okay. AJ's leaving for the box.
Yep.
He's still leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got his glasses now. Let's see what else. Oh, yep. Got to put the hand sanitizer somewhere. Yeah. No, you can't just leave it there. We need to know where it is.
Catch up. Don't want to forget
yeah, that. No, don't leave that. Yeah.
He's still doing something with his computer. 5 minute commercial break. You could have like had all this set. Okay. Your mic's off. Remember you turned your mic off?
My intention was I was going to leave at the end of this break, not the beginning.
Oh.
That's why. Bye.
I wanted you there for the unveiling at 8:30. You turned your mic off. This is such an AJ exit. We love you, man.
Don't forget the water.
You know, it's like we're sending someone on a space
cup of water.
Shuttle.
Oh, he left the water.
He's going on the space shuttle.
Prepare
There's
for
astronauts
liftoff.
Who have like had less of a fanfare to get into the space shuttle and blast off into space.
I still am not convinced he's not going to walk back in 12 seconds and be like, oh, I forgot my ketchup.
I forgot my hand sanitizer.
He would, but he can't pull the door open. It's 320 pounds.
He can't even pull the door. This poor guy.
Poor guy.
Oh, go donate now. He needs pants. Give him the pants.
We're going to go to McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven, where AJ is about to walk into a giant glass box and stay there for 24 hours listening to It's a Small World on repeat. Let's go to Jim Altman, Fox 61, who's on the scene. Jimmy?
Chaz, it's very exciting. The man himself is walking out right now. He's not wearing pants. He is now shedding his hoodie. You know that famous hoodie right now. It's just a T-shirt from, looks like Rob's, is it Rob's Auto Body? Rob's Arts? Rob's Auto Body, yes, I was right. And we got T-shirts, and we just simply have his flip-flops, right? Your beach sandals.
Right, which are going bye-bye also. The sandals being are going bye-bye also. So
you don't even get shoes.
No, I do not.
Bye-bye.
No.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly. This is why, folks, you got to reach into your wallet right now and get some money going.
Or you can make, you know, or we can make this prolonged agony for you, you know?
Like he said, reach the wall, get some money going.
I got to just say, guys, just seeing AJ without pants, you definitely, it's disturbing enough. Like, people should start giving money right away.
Right.
Are you ready? Are you prepared? Is this going, it's in the 40s right now, AJ.
I believe it, I feel it, yes.
Are you ready for this?
No.
That's a very honest answer.
Thank you. That's true, Phil. That's true, Phil. Perseverance, is that what it is? Endurance, perseverance, right. Intestinal fortitude, what is it?
Heat. We need heat.
And remind the tribe one more time, how do you get heat?
I get heat by you guys reaching to your wallets and your credit cards, and you go to delipilo.com. There's a link. You make a donation, or you stop by live here, McDermott Chevrolet, and put money in the orange bucket. Either way, it's happy. Don't bring me coffee. Don't bring me treats. Put money, because the faster you put money in, the faster I get to put clothes back on.
And we want to remind everybody
sounds
that there is
antagonistic.
Yes,
it's like there yelling
is.
At us.
I know.
He's yelling at everybody, and the crowd is starting to gather. A small crowd is gathering.
Let's
here now
crowd.
In the lot. Let's hear it, everybody! Come on. And overall, right, AJ, we also want
ask
to
the
say,
crowd what they think of AJ and his boxer shorts.
What do you guys think about AJ and his boxer shorts? we have a fan coming up right now. Are we ready to do this? Bob the Trumpeter.
AJ looks like a tourist that has landed in the wrong destination.
Yeah. I just took a picture with two children in my underwear.
This is not good. You do not want to be on the news for that.
You folks are my witnesses. I did not cajole this.
Chaz, Phil, back on Wheeler's Farm Road. Are we ready for this? Are you guys ready for him?
We
to
are ready. Did
answer?
The mayor want to
we
speak before AJ
Mayor Wittes? Joe, Mayor Joe just got reelected again from the town of East Haven. The big fellow with the soft touch. Why are you here today?
I'm looking at that little glass house, though. I don't even know if I could stand up in that damn thing.
Well, you're like 6'6", right?
6'7".
You're 6'7".
Damn.
Yeah, you would not fit in there.
Can
although, I bet
him,
you.
Jimmy, ask him to go in there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Demonstration.
They want to see you. See, look what you did. Right. Mayor Joe, let's see if Mayor Joe can fit. I bet you he can't even fit in here. We're going a little off the cuff here. But you know what? If Mayor Joe goes in there, we can raise more money. Like his.
Oh, my God.
He's literally. Can you see this? I think there's a way to make extra money somewhere here, guys.
It looks like a giraffe in a hen house.
That was outstanding. Bob, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Bob the Trumpeter. See you in a day.
God, I'm cold. God, I'm cold. I am cold. Not kidding, I'm freezing myself. Get some money in the thing. Get me some pants. I need pants. I need pants.
Here we go. Let's hear it. Let's hear it, everybody. Let's hoop it up here.
AJ is
we haven't even started, and people are giving us money. He's going into the box right now. Door is being shut.
We need to do a countdown for the music. Drew, when you're ready.
Phil, what was that stat you gave earlier in the show about how many times It's a Small World will actually run over the course of an hour.
Great question, Jimmy. It's 37 times an hour, and we estimate it'll be about 888 continuous consecutive plays.
Oh, that couldn't suck enough.
Oh, yes, it could. Try not having any pants on. Or a jacket.
That is the best quote from multiple Emmy Award winner Jim Altman.
I think it's 50 now, too. It's a high number.
This is why he does what he does, folks.
All right, gentlemen. Well, AJ, it's just the beginning.
Yes, it is.
It's just the beginning. This is play number one.
Yes, it is.
What's the mindset, though, coming in? When I mean, since you've done this before, like, how are you? What's the mindset?
Just make it through each hour.
He told me earlier.
It just reset.
Yes. You're on play number two now.
Number two. Great. Only 800 and some odd more to go.
79. Yeah.
That's it, yes.
I mean,
just tally marks on the side.
Exactly.
It's so cold. My toes are my toes are curling involuntarily right now.
All right, well, we're going to go. We're tired of
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.